sicko.
Who would go swimming with all their clothes on?
Maybe she wanted a night swim. Maybe she was drunk and fell in.
Fell in the alloy, with all its connotations to those of us who live here. Not one death, but two deaths spill out like entrails as we begin an aching autopsy of the family portrayed in Susan Soon Stanton's The Underneath.
One of the key topographical images I was using was that of a spiral. It begins and ends in almost the exact same place.
That's director Tari Kinoshita, who designed what is a total immersion experience now at Kumukahua.
You're mostly seeing the play through the protagonist Cole's skewed perception, his vision of himself and his guilt, and all those buried underneath emotions inform much of the action of the play.
The Underneath runs like a locomotive for 95 straight minutes, during which the action slides through time, place, and personas in almost cinematic segues. This could have been terrible, but somehow the experience hangs together, Tari.
All of the design, the light, the music, the sound, the way the actors play the parts as well, everything has to be very precise.
Kinoshita structured the production so that comprehension emerges in a nonlinear way.
There are a lot of parallels in the text, so it's very oddly symmetrical. Repeated images of water, bodies, animals. The central image is the alawai, this murky, impenetrable water, reflects the main theme of the play, which is loss.
And it's kind of this film noir whodunit that propels the thing.
Yeah, yes, it's definitely inspired by film noir. The flashbacks, the existential themes, and the anti-hero and the femme fatale.
It's bittersweet.
Brenda DePaola plays the lost brother in eight guises, part of an all-star ensemble that's got to include lighting designer Cora Yamagata. Finally, the pieces do come together for the audience and the protagonist.
And it's something that actor, Jonathan Seipert, really nailed. This is one of those shows that really just hits home.
As you're going on this journey with him as he searches for his younger lost brother, you come to realize he is the lost past, so to speak.
The past that remains underneath. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.